You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are back. It is The Alex Jones Show. By the way, classic video right there, Land of Confusion, one of my favorites. Kind of spooked me as a kid. But certainly stands the test of time. Might want to go check that out at some point. Look, we're going to get to Ro Khanna in a moment, talking about the Epstein class, talking about the cover-up. But first, you know, I want to really hammer home this point about how people just fall in love with the fantastical that has no basis in reality. Okay, I've just got to put that out there because it's so important. Now, you look at Khanna sitting here at the National Press Club. Again, should have been national news. But instead, look over to the right here. See this? A mortician explains why this photo doesn't make sense. That's not what the headline used to be. And it's got the goofy, like, circle around Epstein's eyes. 2.4 million views in 3 months, okay? Now, the actual, there's two videos of this, by the way. 60 Minutes put two separate videos of it. One with, like, Epstein's face that's totally gruesome. I couldn't show here. I mean, we could show it on InfoWars. 6 years ago, that's 3 months, 2.4 million views, 1.4 million, so just a million shy in a much longer time period. And then on top of that, the 60 Minutes other piece is not in the recommendation feed from YouTube. That should tell you all you need to know about narrative management. Now, let's have Ro Khanna tell you what's up with those blacked out Epstein files.
What do you want to ask her? What don't you know yet about the Epstein files?
I don't know a lot. I don't know why the 3 million files that have been held have been so blacked out. Why the redactions took place in March, where a lot of the names that were mentioned of people who were abusers, who raped young girls, why those are all blacked out. And even members of Congress can't see them. They claim, oh, this is to protect survivors. But you don't need to blank out 3 million pages of documents just to protect survivors' names. That would be the first question. Why aren't they releasing the actual documents where most of the people are named who raped and abused these girls? The second thing I don't know is why she refused to meet with survivors. You know, why not meet with survivors' lawyers? Just from protecting yourself, if I were Attorney General, I would say, well, let me get the survivors groups in. Let's have a process that the survivors lawyers agree to so that if there are any honest mistakes, we could have had the survivors buy in and I wouldn't get blamed. But they refused to meet any of the survivors lawyers. They refused to sit down with the survivors. Why? Third, why are they not starting investigations in a criminal matter with people with serious allegations like Les Wexner, like Leon Black? You know, I was asked recently about the very disturbing allegations against Congressman Swalwell and how do I square that with the Epstein class? And I said there needs to be accountability, whether you're a member of Congress or whether you raped or abused allegedly girls on Epstein's Island. But there's the Manhattan DA is within days opened up an investigation into Congressman Swalwell. And yet for years, we don't have a single investigation into Leon Black and into Les Wexner. Why? Why is there no investigation? How powerful are these people that you've not opened up a single investigation for prosecution of the people mentioned in the Epstein files?
I think all valid points, all valid questions. And really to answer the Swalwell thing again, he stepped out of line. So now I want to talk, I want to move on just a little bit, although this really does talk about that political Epstein class, okay, and how they are constantly protecting did by the press, unless, again, they step out of line. Justin Trudeau doesn't step out of line. Sure, he can't get enough of wearing blackface, right? That's a real thing. Kind of wild that, you know, not only did he, you know, want to be the blackfaced Aladdin, but there's that video of him where he, I mean, you talk about stereotypes, the guy stuffed like a snake down his pants in full blackface at some like rich kid's getaway and resort. Okay. I mean, nobody seems to bring up any of that. So, I'm a dick a doing, before the show, and just randomly, I see this report that he's been accused, Justin Trudeau, of having CP, that's child abuse, images or video, on his devices, aka his phone. Whoa, haven't heard this one. And apparently, this author that spent some time in these circles, he wrote a book called Trudeau's Kitchen, is now suing the Toronto Star, and he names the journalist because they gave him information that they knew that Trudeau had this material and was being investigated for security reasons on his phone. Not hearing this anywhere. Now, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but then you see the time periods that coincide with these allegations and him stepping down. Now, he was already immensely unpopular, but, you know, something to look at, right? Something to pay attention to, nowhere. So let's speak to a little narrative management here. I type in just Justin Trudeau CP allegation, nothing else. And Google, the lords of narrative management, they just totally say that they say that this stem, they totally lie is what they do. That's, they're liars. Okay. AI is a liar. Period. Full stop. It's not hallucinating. It is programmed to lie to you on behalf of the great narrative of the day. That's it. So to show and articulate, this is why you got to know what you're actually doing and asking AI. So again, look what I typed. Justin Trudeau CP allegation. Okay. What's the first sentence? Primarily surface information regarding a 2018 groping allegation. No, it doesn't. Not stemming from an incident in 2000. No, it doesn't. And all of it, it says, is a disinformation and misinformation campaign. Okay? So you say, oh, from the mainstream or authoritative news source. I didn't ask you for that. So they get into the groping allegations and the disinformation and false claims. And the AFP, again, never. You see, this is in 2020. Reported on a disinformation campaign likely linked to Trudeau to, and nothing else. There was no evidence of this. No evidence, supposedly. Okay. And again, they just tell you he's not the prime minister anymore and he resigned in March of 2025, blah, 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 blah. And I go, well, what about the book Trudeau's Kitchen? See, I knew where this came from. All right? Really easy. Oh, now there are legal allegations. Okay? Recent headlines involving the book center around a lawsuit filed by Jeff Brown that specifically mentions the child exploitation material allegations you previously asked about. Then why didn't you say that from the beginning? He's got a lawsuit against the Toronto Star. Okay? And by the way, you notice they protect the journalist's name in this one? But I think it's let me see. We'll just go back here because it's right here. Robert Cribb. Okay. But we'll get back to narrative management in a minute. We'll go back right here. You notice I typed in, and this is the news that Google feeds me. Trudeau Toronto Star lawsuit. It starts with Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau at Coachella. There's one article right here. And at least it's there. You know, at least they gave it to the second one. Talking about the child abuse material, but that's it. It's nowhere else. Now they don't even want to, and you know, there's more out there. And all this is going back like almost, you know, a year plus, has nothing to do with that. By the way, Katy Perry, also some allegations of her and sexual assault this week that seem pretty damn credible to me. Doesn't shock me, by the way. Again, you see who Katy Perry's been around in her lifetime, who she's had relationships with. I'll leave it at that, folks, but you can look into it. So look, it looks like in 2021, again, nothing to do with 2020 or anything it told you before, okay? An investigative journalist at the Star told him that RCMP had discovered child abuse material on Justin Trudeau's personal devices while monitoring them for security threats. Okay? So all I know is this information's out there, and I'm not seeing it anywhere else, and Google and all the rest are lying to you about it. Now let's talk a little bit more about narrative control and what's going on in the Middle East. Okay? Now, I think I mentioned this on the War Room. Does Palestine even exist at this point? And believe it or not, the New York Times has this video out there that we're gonna get to in a minute that's actually telling you the truth. I don't know much about Ezra Klein, but it's like an 8-minute video. I doubt we'll get to all of it, but every point he hits seems to be true, okay? So if you haven't seen this image yet, I saw this, and I saw basically prominent Israelis and others saying it was AI and it was fake. And this guy's not wearing the right IDF outfits and all this other stuff. So I'll actually read this from this rabbi and what he has to say about this image right here of an IDF soldier in a further settlement zone. So in other words, they're taking their land and like laughing and smiling as he films this woman who's being driven from her already decimated homeland. Okay? So either it's real or not. I just want to make that clear. Okay? So the guy says this. Italy's magazine, El Press Online, publishing anti-Semitic Der Strummer worthy imagery should clarify where they got this image from. The military vest worn here is no longer, he doesn't even spell that right, no longer in use by the IDF. The wedding ring and bracelet are never worn by ultra-Orthodox men. The formation of the beard and kippah are outlandish. And of course, the very bizarre smile showing teeth are unnatural. Really? Because here's the video of it being very, very natural. There he is. It's very real. There he is smiling. There he is taping. So again, is this real? Or am I having a fever dream? I haven't seen any retractions. I haven't seen anything about it. Okay. And you know, right now, like there's backlash and there's some kind of diplomatic, it's real. So either I can present the truth or I can't present the truth. All right, now I'm going to hit you with something very real as it gets. All right. I've got some leaked footage of Lindsey Graham after a successful drone bombing and killing of a church school combo of innocent civilians. This is what Lindsey Graham actually does. It's 100% real. This is how Lindsey Graham acts when those things occur.
She's got style, she's got face, she's a witch. She's a lady. She's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine.
Look at him lick those lips, huh? Lovely lady Lindsey Graham. Every single time innocents are killed. Hell, that's just him when he reminisces on the United States dropping bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, or maybe the Dresden campaign. That's, Lindsey loves it. Can't get enough. By the way, if you're watching this on the replay on my YouTube, yes, I had to take out the audio of the Tom Jones song, She's a Lady. Documentary footage, everybody. That Lindsey Graham. Now, this is real, okay? And again, this is Ezra Klein essentially explaining to people, and again, I asked the question, does Palestine even exist at this point? I don't know that it does. You know, you look at just the occupation, and I know there's so many people out there talking about a two-state solution. I'd love to believe in fairy tales and unicorns too, but the reality is this, okay? Israel's one state reality. And I'm just going to have Ezra Klein break it down.
I've been trying to think about how to begin this episode, which is a very, very tricky one. And I found myself thinking about a debate I heard a lot in 2023 and 2024. you would hear these chants and see these signs. From the river to the sea. From the river to the sea. And it flared into this huge controversy.
Free Palestine from the river to the sea means get rid of all the Jews.
No, from the river to the sea means the land in between is free. Everyone in between is free.
This is a genocidal chant.
What was always so strange to me, so backwards about this focus on college campus protesters, was that there was this reality people weren't really admitting, that there is one power from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. That power, that sovereign, which if you travel in that area, and I have, is just visually undeniable, is Israel. American politics has not grappled really at all with the level of day-to-day domination that Israel exerts over Palestinian lives and the complete absence of any horizon at all for that to end. And this was true before October 7th. In early 2023, the political scientists Michael Barnett, Nathan Brown, Mark Lynch, and Shibley Talhami published an edited volume called The One State Reality. Their argument, which he also made in a very controversial foreign affairs piece, was that, quote, Palestine is not a state in waiting, and Israel is not a democratic state incidentally occupying Palestinian territory. All the territory west of the Jordan River has long constituted a single state under Israeli rule, where the land and the people are subject to radically different legal regimes, and Palestinians are permanently treated as a lower caste.
Can you argue with that? Is that arguable? I mean, nailing it. Even prior to October 7th. All right, think about this. October 7th absolutely led. I mean, they've waited to hear how much more land they have after October 7th. But that's why we have Iran. That is why we have Lebanon right now. That's why if we allow these maniacs to continue, we're not only going to have global warfare, but these guys are going to be chomping at the bit for pieces of Egypt and Syria as well. Guaranteed, everybody. 1,000%.
What they were saying then is that the hope of a two-state solution in the future had become a way many in America particularly avoided reckoning with the one-state reality of the present. That reality was not accidental. It was not, it is not intended to be transient. It was being etched into the land in stone and cement, in settlements and checkpoints, in the construction of walls and the demolition of homes. That might have been a controversial claim when they made it. What has happened since October 7th has made it an undeniable reality. Israel now occupies more than half of Gaza. The more than 2 million Gazans have been herded into less than half of the land they formerly occupied. And Gaza, it should be said, was already one of the most overcrowded places on earth.
Again, how do you argue with these things? I know, terrorism, Hezbollah. Look, that place has been leveled. I don't know. Like, is that like one of the true legacies of the Trump administration, that when we get to the end of this, in a little over 2 years, that Palestine just, everyone, Israel's going to get wiped off the map. Israel shouldn't exist. Never said those things, don't believe in those things, but they try to label somebody bringing attention to this as that. All right, no, looks like Palestine is being completely and totally obliterated and taken off the map. Just like, you know, Apple in their maps, these towns in Lebanon, these areas, they no longer need to be labeled. No.
The conditions Gazans now live in, they're hellish. And there is no near term, there's no imagined, there's no envisioned relief. This is and it remains collective punishment. Hamas, not the children of Gaza, attacked Israel on October 7th. The conditions the children of Gaza now live in are not, they're not moral. In the West Bank, Israel has choked off money to the Palestinian Authority.
And by the way, you know, forget about the history of Hamas and how really it was Israeli leadership that created them, thinking they were going to be able to keep them on a chain and have this controllable enemy, right? Forget about all that. October 7th stinks to high hell. If that's not at least a lie hop, you know, with other operatives and a standout, I mean, I don't know, man. Sure looks that way to me, feels that way to me. They came in on hang gliders, for God's sakes. Like, nobody's along, no Air Force, nowhere near the military might of the Israelis. Ben Swan's done, you know, epic pieces on it. That's the one, you know, again, there are always levels to this and layers. You're not going to see Ezra Klein ask that question, but it's a question we should be asking, right? Especially from an extremely corrupt Netanyahu regime that had been voted out of office, came back into office, was still being investigated for massive corruption, as he is today, and just no accountability.
It has built settlements, chosen to build settlements at a record pace. More settlements were approved in the last year alone than in the two decades before combined. Israel has protected a terrifying rise in settler violence and military violence towards the Palestinians. There is no doubt, if you go there, who rules the West Bank, and it is not the PA. When Netanyahu signed a recent settlement project, a project the United States had opposed for a long time because it would effectively bisect the West Bank, making a Palestinian state physically unimaginable, Netanyahu made clear that that was exactly why he was signing it. He said, "We are going to fulfill our promise. There will be no Palestinian state. This place belongs to us." In the north, Israel has used war in Iran as cover to invade Lebanon, displacing more than 1 million people, and suggesting that up to 600,000 will not be allowed to return to their homes until Israel has established its security zone, whatever that proves to be.
They're not going home. 600,000? Are you out of your mind? Again, I don't know another word. That's why J.D. Vance had a poorly attended TPUSA event while stumbling over his words via the Epstein files, you know, has those Thiel connections after all, right? After stumbling over his words there, they're yelling out about genocide. And you could sit there and act like, well, don't become unpolitically engaged over one issue. Yeah, the issue is the death, the slaughter, the maiming of innocent women and children. Sorry, not getting off that horse, no matter how high you think I'm on it. Okay? I am truly on team humanity, and I don't like people that are slaughtered overseas, despite the fact I don't speak their language or don't adhere to their culture, especially the children. Man, that upsets me. I saw more damn dead kids in my feed. I saw dead bodies just being treated. Again, I got cold chills just thinking about that gross that I can't get out of my head. You know, I've got a little over a minute left in the broadcast. If you want to see the rest of that, you know, you just type in Israeli one state, New York Times. Kudos to them for putting that out. And kudos to Ezra Klein for that. And that's the thing. It's just like 60 Minutes. It's not like I trust 60 Minutes, right? It's not like I trust the New York Times. But you got to have discernment. You got to be able to go out to every single media outlet, independent or otherwise, hear and see what they have to say, cross-reference that with publicly available information, and then use that God-given discernment. You know, I heard Harrison kind of say it yesterday, that ignorance is bliss. No, it ain't. Sorry. Ignorance is weakness. You should not want to be ignorant. You should want to be informed. And the more information you have, the better set you are to protect yourself and your family. This is True Free Speech TV. Give me a follow over at X, where I don't know that that is free speech. And remember, it's not about left or right, always about right and wrong. Support Alex Jones. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Get the products, get the hats, get the t-shirts, get the supplements.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.